This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. Quick question. How's that Christmas shopping going, huh? It's a little bit too early for me. I gotta wait a little bit. My first guest in the second hour has been on our show before from CBS News. It's Leslie Stahl. She has penned a book about grandparents, and I gotta tell you something. It is a cute book. It really is. We've talked to her on the show before about it, and it is a great gift for Christmas. Dean Devlin will be joining us. Dean is the man responsible for producing Independence Day, Stargate, Godzilla. He's got a new venture that we'll be chatting about. And then the star of Discovery's Bering Sea Gold, Emily Rydell. Our friend Elizabeth Warner talking about toys for youngsters this Christmas. And Mary Jane Minkin, all in our lifestyle portion. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. After a quick pause, I'll be here with my first guest this second hour, Leslie Stahl.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax expert at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. Refundsasap.com.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
And we're back live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today. And we're going to be talking about grandma and grandpa, grandparents, with a new book that our next guest has out right now. And it's a perfect gift for Christmas time. Joining us right now from CBS News is Leslie Stahl. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm great. Things are beautiful here in New York.
Well,
right? It's raining. Are you in New York?
No, actually, I'm in sunny Orlando, Florida.
Come on.
Leslie.
Don't tell me.
Just before we went on the air, I had to go take that shield off the front of my car because it was so
hot. Oh, it was
hot.
Too sunny?
Too sunny. You know what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's terrible. First of all, Leslie, I love this book, but I must tell you before we start talking about it, my grandmother, and I never met my father's mother, but my mother's mother certainly didn't look like you. She was a little Italian lady, about 5'2", with a bun, and always wore black. There was always someone she was mourning. So I have to tell you that you are one of the best-looking grandmas I've ever seen, I want you to know.
No, if you look around at baby boomer grandparents, we make it our careers to stay young. You know that. Are you a baby boomer?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
yeah,
I
there
am.
You go. I mean, we don't have gray hair. We have blonde hair.
Right.
How did that happen?
How did that happen?
And we go to the gym and, you know, all of that stuff. We believe in staying in shape. So, you know, looks are a little deceiving because we get just as exhausted chasing after a little kid, you know, as our grandparents did.
The wonders of modern day. Well, let's talk about the book. I'm a grandfather of a little boy 9 and a little girl 7. And I can totally understand what you're talking about, especially when you say that you didn't really think you could fall in love again. These two people just win your hearts over. And you went so far, and this I think was sensational. When you saw this phenomenon come over you, you thought, well, these are some really sociological changes. You went to anthropologists to find out why there is this thing as grandmothers and grandfathers in evolutionary terms, the psychiatric and the therapeutic effects of this. I mean, you really delved into it, Leslie.
Well, I decided that if I was going to write this book, which I was asked to write, then it would be a 60-minute project, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I would do it as a kind of investigate. I would interview my friends, which I did. I would tell a little bit about myself, but I would do an investigation to try and get behind these unbelievably joyful, elating feelings. What the heck is going on here? Why are we grandparents so universally, all of us, why are we so indulgent with these kids? Where did that come from? You know, when our grandchild's going to be born, I'm going to say yes to whatever they want. It just happens.
Right.
We all are the same. We think we're all special, but we're all having these very deep feelings, joyous, happy feelings with our grandchildren. We've all turned into mushballs. Grandfathers and grandmothers, both of us. Why are we all doing this in the same way? What's happening? So I interviewed biochemists, and we really, our brains are rewired when we hold our grandchildren. So these changes in us are metabolic, they're hormonal, they're real. We have different kinds of brains when we hold our grandchildren.
The name of the book is Becoming Grandma, but I want to make it perfectly clear, I sound like Nixon now, that this book is applicable not only to grandmas, but to grandpas. Because when I read the book, I thought to myself, boy, Leslie's really onto something here. I don't know where it came from, but it's really on the money.
Well, and I also, Ron, wrote it for my daughter and her generation, because the dynamic between the generations has changed a lot. Our generation, my generation, you and me and all the other grandparents, we are being so careful with our children.
Yeah.
We do not want to offend them, lest they say, nah, don't come over and babysit today. We want to be there, and we want our children to want us to be there. So we're all biting our tongue. We're not being critical, or we're trying, let me amend that. We're trying not to be critical. We're trying not to say, we didn't do it that way, and you turned out okay, you know.
You're
impelled to say that, but you don't.
I tell my wife all the time, you know, you were so overprotective of our two sons when my mother and her mother wanted to do things. But I find myself in a real jam. I feel like I'm going to sit on the couch here and have you kind of, you know, straighten me out. And I have two sons, but the one son is the one with the children. And they're helicopter parents, my wife calls them, because they hover over. I've never watched my grandchildren without them around. And it's because, apparently, my wife and I have never done this before. I keep on telling my son, I'm the one that drove your mother to the hospital when you were born, and you don't think I can handle this?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that the mother is having her own body completely transformed by having a baby. Her body's coursing with hormones that are making her hypervigilant. And she's like a lioness, you know. She is watching over that cub. And she doesn't understand herself the way you and I didn't understand our reaction. She has been transformed. We have to be a little understanding of what they're going through. And really, honestly, we cannot criticize them, or they're going to withhold those babies.
Yeah, that's absolutely
right. I've seen it too many times, and I'm warning, in the book, I'm warning grandparents, back off, because you're the father of a son. Mainly, you don't want to piss off your daughter-in-law.
That's exactly.
That's the main thing. I mean, I'm telling you.
No, you're right. No.
And I'm one of the messages of the book.
I know. You're absolutely right.
My generation, back off.
I'm actually afraid of the woman, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I feel that way about my own kid. And we have a great relationship, my daughter and I. But, man, I'm not going to get on her wrong side.
No, no.
Because I want those babies.
That's exactly correct. There's no question about that. You talk about the baby movers. You know, they have a passion for their work like you and I do later in life. Some cases have to care for our aging parents, and then we want to help our grandchildren do what's right and be with them. That's a pretty hard thing to juggle. That's a lot of balls in the air, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. You know, we thought when our kids left home that balance of life business that we were juggling all the time was over. And then you have a grandchild and you're right back into it.
Yeah.
Balance of life. We are exhausted from taking care of our older parents who are living deep into their 90s.
Right.
And our grandchildren and our children who need our help. But when we're with our grandchild, all the worries go away.
Yeah, yeah.
We look at those little babies and, as I said, we are filled with joy and happiness. All the troubles just disappear.
You're absolutely right. And you give a couple examples. One of your husband, who unfortunately has symptoms of Parkinson's when he's with the granddaughters. You talk about the late Bob Simon, one of your colleagues. Candidly, you know, had effects of severe ongoing depression, but enjoyed being with his grandson, Jack. I mean, you are absolutely correct. In a business like we are in, or any business for that matter.
My husband and with Bob Simon, it isn't only when you're with them. Bob Simon's depression lifted. He wasn't depressed anymore. It wasn't just when Jack was around, his grandson. It lifted. And with my husband, he has Parkinson's, and he had a lot of symptoms, and they disappeared for 1 year.
Wow.
He had no Parkinson's symptoms for 1 year. Now, they all came back. He has Parkinson's, but for 1 year after my first grandchild was born. So this idea that the therapeutic effect, it isn't just when you're in their company. I mean, it takes over.
Picture Dominic standing at our door, my little grandson, and I open the door, and he's got this big smile on his face. You know, he's all by himself because his parents went to the car. And I look, and he's got vomit all the way down the front of his shirt. but he's glad that... But he's glad he's at Grandpa's house. Well, Leslie, you've done a great job here. You really have. I urge everyone to go out and get this. Grandmas and Grandpas. And you know what? Parents, too. Go out and get this so that you know what we're going through. Right, Leslie?
Exactly.
Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparent, and that is Becoming Grandma, and done by one of the most beautiful grandmothers I've ever seen in my life. Hey, Leslie, you're a great guest, and it's a delight having you here. Would you come back and join us again sometime? We'd love to have you. Anytime, Ron. Thank you, Leslie, and good luck with it. Thanks for writing this. I'm giving a copy to my daughter-in-law now.
Perfect.
She needs to know what I'm going through. Okay. Thanks,
exactly.
Leslie.
Exactly. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Leslie Stahl. Her new book is out right now called The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. But it's also applicable to granddads, too. A great Christmas idea to give to your grandma and grandpa, and for grandma and grandpa to give to their children, too. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, over the decades that we've been doing this show and 19,000 plus guests, people always ask me, who was your favorite interview? And it's not a particular person. It is a person who moves and shakes in the business. And our next guest is certainly filling that document because he has had a successful career as a producer and he has been responsible for Independence Day, Stargate, Godzilla, The Patriot, and the list goes on and on and on. And his latest effort is now streaming on Amazon's Freevee. Joining us right now is Dean Devlin. Hi, Dean. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm well, Ron. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I tell you something. That is a list of credentials. Those movies grossed worldwide probably close to $1 billion. People are happy to get one successful film. You've done it several times. Congratulations.
Listen, I've had hits and I've had failures. I'm lucky enough to have had more hits than failures, but probably learned more from the failures.
Well, of course. And you know what? That's the attitude to take. That's why you're successful. Well, I congratulate you on this series that you have, which is fantastic. It's called Leverage Redemption. It's now in its second season. It premiered on the 16th of last month, and the second season will consist of 13 episodes. It's going to be on January 25th of 2023 with the finale. Tell us how you came about with this thing, because it is kind of very Robin Hood-esque.
The original series was just called Leverage, and it was on TNT back in 2008. Around that time was the time of Enron. And I remember sitting around with John Rogers and talking about it. And John said, you know, I'd really love to punch those guys in the neck. And I was like, okay, let's do a TV series where every week we get to find guys like that and punch them in the neck. And that's been the evolution of this show. So I think we've got richer people now, more powerful people, and people more deserving of being punched in the neck. So as long as we have those bad guys out there, we'll never run out of episodes.
As long as you got a punch in the neck, boy, you're in good shape. And there are things that are really happening, like husband and wife team that you had a kind of a multi-level marketing scam. And one that I enjoy is the one about the music producer taking advantage of vulnerable women. It's very prevalent in the record business, has been for 50 years. These guys, you know, they just take advantage not only of the women, but everybody, you know, and you address that issue. I mean, it's very current when it comes to what's really happening in the world.
Well, very often we've predicted crimes even before they've happened. I just read about a settlement that happened last week with a fracking company, and you're going to see that this Wednesday's episode is exactly about a story similar to that story. We're kind of like the Simpsons of crime. We tend to predict corporate malfeasance well in advance.
Great analogy. And you know the thing about it is, you go back many years in the television and movie business, if you do something that's very bizarre, especially in science fiction, you find out that within time it really happens, and that's, I guess, what you're alluding to now. Difficult to
secure movie theaters with a new product, and it's going straight to the consumer. How does that change for you, who make movies, distribute movies? I mean, is that a better deal for you? Because people just rather stay at home, you know, pop some popcorn instead of going paying $44 at the show.
Listen, I don't think we can tell people how to enjoy their entertainment. They have to tell us, and then we have to service that. And I think, you know, right now, you know, especially after a pandemic, I think people have said, look, I spent a lot of money buying that big screen TV, and I put in good speakers, and I want to watch things at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to be able to make higher quality content that you can enjoy in your house, that's a gift for filmmakers. And I think, you know, what Freevee is doing is really outstanding in that they're creating new content and really high-quality content, but it's offered for free.
Yeah,
you don't have to pay to watch it. It's kind of like what television was like before cable.
Right.
I think that, you know, in a time now where we have so many economic problems and there's so many paid subscription services and so many of them keep raising their prices, I think this is a fantastic service, and I'm grateful to be part of it.
And there's so much product out there that can now be released to the general public. Almost 11 years ago, going on 12, you founded Electric Entertainment, full-service film television distribution company, and also a state-of-the-art digital effects and post-production company, Electric Post. Dean, how do you stay ahead of the technology? You know, in the broadcasting business that I'm in, if you buy something today, 3 days later, it's obsolete.
Well, I think the advent of things moving from hardware to software was a real plus for guys like me, because software gets updated, hardware gets outdated. So by leaning in on software-based production tools, we've been able to amortize our equipment much longer than I think you used to be able to do in the past. You know, in the past, by the time you amortize something, you have to buy a new one.
Tell us about Electric now. I find that very interesting because podcasting, of course, is so big now.
Well, you know, we have a very kind of unusual fan base. You know, our shows attract fans who feel very connected to our shows. They're kind of like Star Trek fans. They're incredibly loyal.
Right.
They go online and they support the show. They talk about the show. But we noticed that the fan base didn't necessarily know each other. So we created Electric Now really as a place to aggregate our fans and to turn them on to our different products. And from there, we launched a fast channel that's now on pretty much every platform you can get. So we're able to kind of aggregate our fans, get them to meet each other, turn them on to our different programs, and then to try and send them to places like Freevee when we do a new show.
Independence Day, Godzilla, Stargate, huge productions. What is the difference from your standpoint as an executive producer doing movies like that or episodic adventures, much like the one we're talking about right now?
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's all bedtime story, you know? So it's really all about where are you telling your story and how many days do you get to tell it? How much money do you have to spend on making it? To me, that's always secondary to the storytelling. Whether I get to do it on the big screen on a giant budget or if I have to do it on a much lower budget on episodic television, it's still at the end of the day just storytelling.
But is it more laborious to do a movie, or the episodic adventure has a little bit more longevity from the standpoint of coming up with new ideas for 13 episodes as you have done here?
I think each has their own benefits and their own challenges. You know, I would say, you know, if you mess up a movie, it sits there forever as a bad movie. But if you mess up a pilot, you can still make it better on episode two and make it even better on episode three. And by season two, you might actually know how to tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's advantages in both areas. For me, I don't care which format I'm working in. I just really care about the story I get to tell.
Were you always interested in movie making? I mean, was this something in third grade that you were thinking about?
Well, you know, I'm the son of a movie producer and an actress. So I grew up on movie sets, and, you know, while other friends of mine wanted to be astronaut or fireman, I always wanted to be a filmmaker. My mom used to tell this story about when I was very, very young, she got to be a guest star on the show I Spy. And in the role, she had to carry a child. And so she asked me if I wanted to be on the show. And so I said, oh, do I get to be the guy who says, lights, camera, action? And she said, no. And I said, well, then I don't want to do it.
You know,
I guess it's been in my blood my whole life.
But, you know, that's amazing, because a lot of people who grow up in a family of anything, whether they're car salesmen, insurance salesmen, window salesmen, sometimes they just don't want to do what their parents did. I fall into that category. So, you know, that's pretty cool. You'd be proud. My two sons had a flair for the business I'm in, and neither one of them are in it, because sometimes you just get jaded by the fact that your parents have done it. Sure, they were very proud of you.
On a very young age, I was on the sets, and that's kind of like visiting the circus, and, you know, it got in my blood, and I just wanted to travel with all the circus performers.
Well, boy, you have traveled in all the areas of the circus. You've gone to the ends of the earth, the circus performers, with these movies. Again, the second season is now streaming on Amazon's Freevee streaming services, and it concludes on the 25th of January of the next year, Leverage Redemption, and it's produced by Dean Devlin. Dean, thanks for joining us. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. you, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Executive producer Dean Devlin, Stargate, Godzilla, Independence Day, all his work, almost $1 billion in ticket sales worldwide. I'd say that's a success. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News. The former CEO for the failed FTX cryptocurrency exchange tweeted that he was willing to testify before Congress, but Sam Bankman-Fried says he wouldn't be as helpful as he would like to be. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates was outside of the margin needed to trigger a recount. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water crisis. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state's Supreme Court that indictments from a one-person grand jury are invalid. It took two overtime periods for Army to defeat Navy in college football, 20-17, the game held in Philadelphia for the 90th time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm excited to talk about this next show, which is returning, of course, to the Discovery Channel, and it actually returned this past Tuesday, December 6th, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on the Discovery Channel. It's called Bering Sea Gold. Love it. It's a great program. And joining us right now is the captain of the Ararica. I'm going to get the right pronunciation of that when I bring her on, okay? She's the only female captain in the Bering Sea, and her name is Emily Rydell. Hi, Emily. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. I got that right, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, it was very, it's the Eroica.
Eroica, okay.
It's a weird name in Italian. It's a Beethoven symphony. I got pretty nerdy on that one.
Well, you know what? I'm ashamed of myself. I'm Italian, so I should know the Eroica, okay? I mean, I should know that, all right? But what are you going to do?
The Eroica.
Eroica. See, now I could do it that way. Eroica. I could do that, okay?
There you go. That's your problem. If you're Italian, you got to put the right, you know, music into everything. And if you don't, it just doesn't sound right.
And you got to roll the R too.
Yeah, you gotta roll. Do an extensive R roll. You gotta go Eroica.
Eroica. There we go. Okay. Hey, congratulations on the new season here of Bering Sea Gold, which premiered this past week, December 6th. I got to tell you something. This is one heck of a show, and you really and truly are unbelievable. I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. She's the only female captain in the Bering Sea. She also went to school. This is where we get the name of the ship, I am assuming, okay? She graduated from the University of North Carolina School of Arts to pursue a career as an opera singer. How did that happen, that you went from schooling for an opera singer to the captain of a ship that searches for gold around Norm, Alaska in the Bering Sea?
Yeah, it's a weird origin story. I mean, I was fresh out of college, and 21 years old, and I wanted to go, make some gold, to pursue, more education. And, I went up to Nome and tried out, gold diving, and, some reps from Discovery Channel were kind of looking into doing a show at the time, and we're talking to people, and they're like, wow, this is unusual. that was a long time ago, but that was the start of it.
Now, have you continued being studying opera?
I have as much as I can. I mean, it's a pretty demanding job. It's a pretty demanding season. So, you know, it's like 9 months out of the year. So in my off time, I'll try to sing. It's kind of the duality of those two lives. It's a bit challenging to keep up.
And speaking about challenging, I hear that little baby in the background. You are also a brand new mother, and you're up there at the Bering Sea looking for gold. How do you schedule that situation?
Yeah, no, sorry. She had a bit of an early morning as well. It's a bit early up here in Alaska, but no, thank you so much for that. She's it's definitely a new paradigm. I'm sure parents all over the world can relate to the changes. It's a beautiful thing, but you know, it makes running the business difficult. You know, just you know, figuring out making sure she has enough food and somebody to take care of her. So we do a lot of juggling, but it is a wonderful gift for sure.
Now, you do this in the summertime, and the Alaskan summer is relatively short for all intents and purposes. This is not really a safe thing. This is not like going out and catching perch, okay? You get into some storms, some serious situations, a lot of competition. Now, how deep do you have to go to find gold? Because, you know, when there was the California gold rush, it was a laborious chore, but it wasn't dangerous by no means.
It had the elements of danger. I mean, I guess the danger was losing your mind to gold fever. But the Bering Sea, diving in the Bering Sea has a lot of danger as well. I mean, it's pretty rickety, old equipment. It's hard to get fresh supplies up there. It's hard to maintain your equipment well up there. So there's just a lot. It's an unpredictable air source that you're diving for. You're running very heavy mining equipment when you're diving. I mean, the diver's wearing, you know, 50 plus pounds of weight just to stay on the ocean floor. And the risks are intense. You know, oftentimes you're diving in pretty murky visibility, some pretty bad conditions. So there's definitely a lot of challenges in that respect. But the gold is beautiful. So
do you dive yourself?
I used to. My first couple of years up there, I was a diver, but I actually had a couple of near-death experiences diving. So that's when I actually stepped back and decided to become a boat owner captain instead.
Now, how deep do you go, and how cold is the water?
In the summertime, it's like 40s, 50s. And in the wintertime, it's quite a bit lower, like late 30s. So we do under the ice diving as well.
Gosh, and how deep do you go?
So the gold is actually, it's an interesting topography, because there's the reason why we're able to dive at all is that there's these ever-changing offshore beach lines. So, the ocean level changed over the years. And it's actually a very gradual incline. So there's gold at, 6 feet. There's gold at 12 feet, 8 feet. It goes all the way out basically as deep as you are able to go. So luckily there's gold at like 28 feet. That's often a depth that we're at. And you don't really have to worry about, your bottom time as much. You can kind of dive forever, more or less, at that depth.
Is there any special assigned spots that you're allowed to go in? And when you get it, you can claim it, right? Is it not from a shipwreck that has to go back to, the original owners or something?
Yeah, that is true. The state does take some, but it's not much. And you're able to keep a lot of what you find. There are like offshore leases. There are offshore sections that you have to have permission or own the lease itself to mine. And, it can be difficult to get authorization. I mean, I got authorized to work on a really profitable lease, 10 years ago, and I've been lucky to keep that spot, but it's high performance. You have to really produce gold in order to prove that you're worthy to stay there. There's a lot of stress in that. You can claim certain areas that haven't been claimed yet, but they're kind of few and far between, and they're literally like they're quite far away from the harbor, so it's kind of a risk traveling that far with your operation.
I think the unsung heroes in this thing, correct me if I'm wrong, is the production crew at the Discovery Channel, because they got to send people down there to film it, right?
Yeah, they do. They're great at choosing people to go. I mean, the guys that come on the boat, they're game. They're pretty, I'd say by and large over, 12 years of filming, I've only had a couple of crybabies, that they've all been like incredibly tough. Mentally and physically tough people who come up there, but yeah, their job is hard. Like, they have to be a pretty patient bunch. They have to be on the boat for 12 hours or so a day, holding a camera and being ready. So it's not an easy job.
Yeah, I would assume that's a tough one, and they don't get the gold either. And also, I think it's fair to say
exactly. That's the worst part.
That's the worst part. Because you get paid and go home. Now, here's the part that you got to watch this, because there is a lot of anger that goes into this. These captains are very, very competitive. So they're not just saying, hey, Emily, you take this area, I'll take this area. There's a lot of confrontations, are there not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I've definitely been at the heart of a few of them. I mean, you definitely, you've worked really hard to prospect and get on an area that's profitable. And if some bozo comes and is trying to invade where you're working, it's an emotional game for sure. I mean, like, you think about it, the weather windows are short in Nome. We can't work in storms. We have to work in calm weather. So the opportunities to get out there and move material and put gold in your sluice box are relatively slim. So if you've done all this work and you've prospected a good spot and you're mining and some bloke comes along and it's taking advantage of all your hard work, it's very irksome. And you saw that in the first episode. Sean's a very well-established gold miner, and another bloke came and tried to literally scoop out from under him what he'd worked for, and that's hard.
That's not going to happen. Well, it's a long-running hit series that has been on the Discovery Channel for a long time. That's why I call it a long-running series. And it premiered this past Tuesday, December 6th. It's every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on Discovery Channel. It is called Bering Sea Gold. Great show. And our guest is the only female captain in the Bering Sea and former opera star. I think that's great. I love the career versatility. Emily Rydell. Emily, you're a really trooper. I've got to be honest with you. I'm a boater, but I would never go to Bering Sea look for gold. I'd go rob a bank before I did that.
You said it here.
My picture's going to be in the post office starting this Saturday afternoon. Please come back. Good luck with the next season, and we look forward to your return, okay, Emily?
All right. Thank you so much for having me. I was great talking to you.
And give your little girl a little hug, okay?
Absolutely will do.
Okay, thanks, Emily. Emily Riedel, fascinating career. I mean, that is it. And the show's terrific. Bering Sea Gold on the Discovery Channel Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My favorite guest on the show is not only a dear lady, a lifestyle expert, and the woman in the toy industry joining us right now, Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome back. Happy holiday.
Oh, hello, my friend, and happy holidays.
This time we're going to talk about something that I really am going to get my ears into, and that is television shows that you got.
Kids are really inspired.
inspired by their favorite television shows.
But you got a great toy here that's regarding a truck and a television show.
Yes, that's right. All right, well, this is the cutest little truck. So it's called Spidey and his amazing friends, Web Spinning Hauler. Spidey and his amazing friends is the cutest little show for preschoolers, Ron. This cute truck, it looks a little bit like a cement truck. It also looks like Spider-Man. It's his red. Spidey is actually driving the truck. Top of the truck, where it looks sort of like that cement truck,
Yeah. We
turn a little gear in the back of the truck, and the top of the truck pops open. And first, when it pops open, you're going to see Ghost. And then we're going to turn the gear again, and it's going to pop open again. And then we're going to see Miles. I love that Jazzwares is partnered with this amazing show and brought us these adorable items. And there is something called Disney Dorable Multi-Peak Series 8. The reason it's called Disney Dorable, there are these cute little packs. They look like a house. You open up the pack, and inside, you find 5 doors. Well, the kids are going to open up each door one at a time, and inside each door, they're going to find a packet or two. They're then going to open up the packet, and guess what's inside? These adorable little Disney character mini figures, 58 characters to collect.
You have a great way to pay for all this stuff.
I do, yes. It's called PayPal Honey. Whether we're on our phone or on the computer, we're going to go to www.joinhoney.com on the computer. On our phone, we can find the PayPal Honey app. It's going to help us shop in a way that's really smart, and we're going to save not only time, but money. This actual program will automatically search for coupons for us, and as we check out, it will apply those coupons at our checkout. It'll pick the best one and apply the best one. The other thing it will do is it will help us find cash back deals. You can actually create a list of all the fun items that you're looking for the holidays, and it will tell you when those items drop in price. So a really great way for us to save money.
PayPal Honey, which is just the opposite of what my wife says. She says, honey, pay.
I think my husband can relate to that, Ron. Couple more. Okay, I'm pulling this one out of my bag. Hold on. Okay, I got
it. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt
yourself. Mega Pokemon Motion Pikachu by Mattel. Now, Ron, this is phenomenal. Pokemon fans out there of all ages, this is recommended for ages 12 and up. This is an actual building toy. Comes with over 1,000 pieces. They're actually going to build a Pikachu. This Pikachu, when completed, actually has a crank that the kids are going to be able to turn in the back. When they turn that crank, you're going to see that Pikachu actually comes to life. It will move its legs, it will move its feet, it will move its tail. You're going to build this really neat display case with an animated Rocky path to it. So as we turn that crank, it looks like Pikachu is running, and it looks like the path that he's on is moving, just like as if he was really, like, in a movie. 12 and up, and the kids are going to love it.
What's next?
It's the Echo Dot Kids by Amazon. This is Amazon's most popular speaker. It's made just for kids ages 3 to 12. This comes with a one-year subscription to Amazon Kids Plus.
And, of course, we go to...
Yes, so you can go to our website, which is WernerInfo.com, and follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Elizabeth Werner, WERNERTV.
The queen of toys. Elizabeth Werner's winner guest. She will be back again before Christmas. We're going to talk about a very important subject right now, statistic that is somewhat bewildering because it's so high. By the year 2025, 21 million women will suffer from what is kiddingly sometimes called hot flashes. And joining us right now is Dr. Mary Jane Minkin. And Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me with you. A fancy name for hot flashes is vasomotor symptoms, or VMS.
Well, 80% of the women out there in menopause have this.
About 80% of women who go through the menopause transition, with the median duration of the hot flashes is 7.4 years, but unfortunately many of us will get them for 10 years or more. And the hot flash itself may last for 1 minute, may last up to 5 minutes. Or if you talk to a woman having a hot flash, she'll tell you it feels like it's going on for hours.
What causes it?
Interesting question. And the answer is, basically, we think a lot of the action is going on actually in our brain. So, you know, a lot of women are told, oh, it's all in your head. And when I tell my patients, yeah, it is, a lot of it, because it's happening in a place in the base of the brain called the hypothalamus. And that's part of our brain that's sort of the internal thermostat that helps us regulate our body temperature. And what happens is as we go through the menopause transition and hormones are changing, we can end up with imbalances in the hypothalamus, which can lead to the hot flashes. And the internal thermostat got to get reset. So what will happen is we'll get hot, we'll sweat, then we're losing heat when we sweat, and we'll get cold and we'll shiver. And it's a very uncomfortable feeling for women. And then it can start recycling again, so this can go on for quite a while. It does tend to get better over the course of time. That it really does. You know, people can end up with them occurring later on in life, too. The hot flashes can be caused by other issues, but certainly if a woman's, you know, 52 years old and she's sweating and up all night and things like that, the most likely cause is indeed menopause. So this is important to do. Women in hot flashes are very, very common. Partnering with our folks at Astellas is to bring education to women about this important phenomenon. We know that smokers tend to get worse hot flashes than non-smokers, so if we can help somebody with smoking cessation, that'll help her hot flashes too. Women who are significantly overweight. So there are certain things that are just simple good lifestyle changes that can be helpful, and also things that can help medically as well. So I think these are all important for women to know about.
But it also has a sociological effect.
And there is a really great way to get some more information about this, and we can have women learn more if they go to a really nice new website that's called whatsvms.com. You know, that vasomotor symptoms we talked about. whatsvms.com. Excellent website. A lot of information about some of the medical issues involved. And I also encourage you to talk more to your friends, because you know what? A lot of your friends are probably experiencing this too, and they may be too embarrassed to talk about it. So bring it out. Talk about it. You can do a lot of help for them. And also, you can talk to your healthcare provider. Your healthcare provider can give you a lot of guidance. So please go to whatsvms.com and learn more about this.
People have got to start talking about it. A group of ladies getting together, they may not want to bring up the subject. Talking about it, knowing that you're not the only one on the ship, certainly sometimes helps.
Oh, it always helps.
Doctor, give that website again, okay?
Sure. It's whatsvms.com, and a lot of really good information there.
Doctors, thank you so much for joining us.
Ron, thank you so much. Thank you for asking me to be with you and helping to educate your listeners.
Our guest has been Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, and we're talking about commonly referred to hot flashes. And that's our lifestyle portion of the show. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Kaplan.
Michael here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include legendary actor Lee Majors, beautiful Bo Derek, Jerry Springer, man of many talents. Also want to thank from CBS, Leslie Stahl, executive producer of so many movies, Dean Devlin, from Discovery Channel's Bering Sea Gold, Emily Rydell, and toy expert Elizabeth Warner and Dr. Mary Jane Minkin. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.